This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, September 16th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Water Board Sigma fees still in limbo. Sticker shock with regenerative ag. And House GOP going after tailpipe standards. Judge extends injunction blocking Water Board. The Kings County Superior Court judge continues to bar the State Water Board from collecting fees and requiring meters on groundwater pumps in the Tulare Lake subbasin. The Water Board had placed the subbasins on probation in April. The judge issued a temporary injunction in July and now has extended it twice as he considers a lawsuit brought by the Kings County Farm Bureau. The case is headed for trial and the parties were back in court Friday morning, that according to Farm Bureau. Now keep in mind, the Water Board is set to place the Tulare subbasin on probation tomorrow. Staff have applauded the local groundwater agencies for making progress in a last-minute revision to the plans, but remained skeptical the actions would rebalance the aquifer. The report also recommends the board exempt two sets of extractors from probation, the Delano-Earlemart Irrigation District and the Kern-Tulare Water District. Consumers reluctant to pay more for regenerative ag. Consumers are prioritizing taste and affordability over environmental and social factors when purchasing food. That's according to a report from Purdue University Center for Food Demand Analysis and Sustainability. The survey found that 71% of consumers are unfamiliar with or only slightly aware of regenerative ag. Support for growers adopting the practices drops when the costs are passed on to the consumer. Of those willing to buy the products, 20% supported the idea of more than shouldering the high price tag for it. Affordability was the highest priority out of seven factors consumers consider when buying regenerative ag products. GOP forcing vote on EVs. House Republicans this week will put a focus on a key part of the Biden administration climate policy that former President Donald Trump is promising to undo if he wins the White House. GOP leaders teeing up a vote on a Congressional Review Act resolution aimed at electric vehicles. Specifically, they're going after EPA tailpipe emission standards, which, while not mandating sales of EVs by 2032, would likely require that most new vehicles sold be electric. The ethanol industry worries the standards will slash demand for the biofuel. Now keep in mind, the vote is largely symbolic because President Joe Biden would veto the resolution if it were to make it to his desk. Still, the vote could put some rule and swing district Democrats on the hot seat. For more on this week's D.C. agenda, including the latest on the Farm Bill, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. KC Summit looks at ag economy. AgriPulse and the Agricultural Business Council of Kansas City presenting their annual Ag Outlook Forum today. Featured speakers include USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer, Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Dalen Hawk, the head of RCIS for Zurich, North America, and Tim Glenn, Executive Vice President of Corteva AgriScience Seed Business Unit. Lawmakers propose update to AIRS property relending program. Representatives Jasmine Crockett of Texas and Alma Adams of North Carolina, both Democrats, proposing updates to the AIRS property relending program, noting that not a single dollar has been loaned out to a producer since the program's creation in 2018. The program is intended to help producers navigate legal complications stemming from the death of a landowner without a will. The community development financial institutions, which are in charge of getting money to producers, quote, receive the funds as a 1% loan from USDA. The representatives note in a one-pager, but CDFIs have found that they are unable to pay back the loan and cover administrative costs without charging such high interest rates to the producers that no one would use the program. The lawmakers are introducing a bill to allow lenders to use funds to cover administrative costs outright. Bayer notches win in Philadelphia Roundup case. Bayer got a favorable verdict late last week when a Philadelphia Court of Commons pleas in jury found that a Pennsylvania man's cancer did not result from his use of Roundup. The jury's verdict in favor of the company marks the 14th favorable outcome in the last 20 trials and validates the company's strategy of taking cases to trial based on strong scientific and regulatory evidence, Bayer said in a statement. Now, the attorney for plaintiff Ryan Young told the Philadelphia Inquirer he was disappointed in the verdict, but noted that the jury, quote, did send a message to Monsanto that Roundup is defective. Bayer also said it was actively working to apply a federal Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruling to other Roundup cases, quote, and looks forward to presenting its arguments as fully embraced by the Third Circuit at trials courts, appellate courts, and the U.S. Supreme Court. Reagan administration officials endorse Harris. 17 alumni of the Reagan administration, including a former high-ranking USDA official, endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Robert Thompson, senior staff economist at the Council of Economic Advisors and assistant secretary for economics at USDA, is among those who signed a statement saying the election is, quote, a choice between integrity and demagoguery, and the choice must be Harris-Walz. In addition, they said the choice between truth and lies demands support for Harris-Walz. Thompson is a professor emeritus of ag policy at the University of Illinois. The Harris campaign says in addition to the 17 officials announced on Saturday, 230 former Republican staffers who served Republican presidents and presidential campaigns and 12 Republican former White House lawyers have endorsed her. Here's today's final word. Groundwater recharge is the most effective solution for addressing the scale of water loss we expect with climate change. That Jim Pfeiffer, executive director of the Regional Water Authority in Sacramento, sharing the water provider's endorsement of the $10 billion Prop 4 climate bond. Cal Chamber has announced its positions on several ballot measures going before voters in November. It is neutral on Prop 4. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, September 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.